From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Here are some truths that are not entirely self-evident. On September 18, 2012, the people of Madison, Wisconsin will take a vow of no cannibalism. It will last 7 days. In Korea, it is common to give glass figurines, especially figurines of Vincent D'Onofrio, the Koreans' favorite actor. And when SCUBA does not stand for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing American, it stands for Southern Cuba Uncommunist Business Association. How do I know these strange facts, so unsettling to conventional wisdom, and in fact so completely bogus? I have read them all in John Hodgman's new book, the third and logically the final book in his trilogy of encyclopedic wisdom. The title is That Is All. John Hodgman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Nice to speak with you, my old nemesis.
And I should remind listeners that in addition to appearing on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart as a general expert on just about everything, you were also the person in a long-running but now long-gone series of Apple commercials in which you played the competition, the personal computer. I gather this was a life-changing experience for you.
It was indeed. People would come up to me and say, hey, personal computer, will you print out this document for me? They would say, hey, will you correct the red eye in this photograph of me? And they don't ask me to do that anymore, even though I'm really good at it.
What has it been like to fall back to earth from this pinnacle of fame you enjoyed?
Well, it's a mournful experience, quite honestly. I mean, those ads were not only a lot of fun for me to make, but also it marked a huge transformation in my life from basically magazine writer and literary humorist, you know, your basic nobody, to a very famous minor television personality. And while I understand that all things must come to an end, whether it's a television advertisement or one's life or the world itself, it doesn't make it any easier to deal with our own mortality.
Speaking of the end of the world itself, your book, That Is All, it's a very unusual book. It begins on page 607 because the trilogy, I gather, is a single work.
Yes.
It is amply footnoted, and it also includes at the top of each page a day-by-day calendar entry for the coming year that breathes a vivid, detailed life into the Mayan forecast of the end of time.
Well, as you know, this is the year 2011, and if you own a calendar, you'll know that it's just one scant year before 2012. And if you own a Mayan long count calendar, then I suspect your home is very large because those things are big and made of stone. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Mayans stopped making calendars because they thought 2012 was going to be the end of the world. And due to some visions that I had at night under the influence of my albuterol asthma inhaler, I saw some difficult things coming down the line.
I think difficult things is an understatement. Giant toads, mole men heading to the center of the earth.
Yes. You speak of the century toad that exists at the center of the earth. And, of course, the return of the ancient unspeakable ones, like H.P. Lovecraft predicted. There's the blood wave, the omega pulse, and also the collapse of the American book publishing industry.
I don't mean to make
which
light
for
of
some
that,
people
yes.
is truly the end of the world, especially those of us who only have books to write.
Yes. You in this book, just as in the first in the trilogy, the areas of my expertise, I believe you had 500 hobo names.
700. Actually. Please don't understate.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to deny you credit.
My writing of 700 ridiculous hobo nicknames.
And now you have hundreds of names of the unspeakable ones.
Who 700 ancient and unspeakable gods. The ancient gods who are known for their wrath, their cosmic indifference to humanity, their tentacles, and who will soon return to the earth and make it their plaything once more.
One of the dimensions of this coming apocalypse is what you write about is the jock-nerd convergence.
Oh, this is very disturbing, isn't it?
Yes.
The fight between jock culture and nerd culture is the culture war of our time. I mean, that really, I think almost everything in life can be divided into whether it represents a jockish view of the world, which is to say authoritarian, top-down, privileging gut instinct over rumination and the hatred of anyone who uses the word rumination, and the nerd point of view, which is obsessive enthusiasm for increasingly marginal niche cultures and subcultures and a kind of joyful utopian anarchy. And yet there is so much overlap that's happening now. Now, superhero movies are apparently the only movies that are made. I read of an actual bases ball player who has named his bases ball bat after Orcrist, which is one of the elven blades in The Hobbit.
Among many other surprising facts in your book, such as how Harry Houdini escaped from a can of sardines and how
trapdoor.
The sardines were made. Yeah, trapdoor.
Spoiler alert, trapdoor.
The sardines cooperated, though, with this
with well, this as much as sardines can. They were drugged.
You also offer some useful tips on traveling around the world, which I gather that you've come by in your recent career as a deranged millionaire.
Yes. Well, now that my commercials are over, presumably because we sold all the computers, I lead a simpler life of a humble, deranged millionaire, and I've traveled all over the world to, gosh, I would say 3 continents, at least 4 provinces of Canada, most of the United States, and on cruise ships. And this is the most fascinating thing, because a cruise ship is like a fantastic floating city, and when the blood wave comes, you'll want to be on one.
When the blood wave comes, yes, rather than being on land, you're saying?
Oh, yes. I would say either when the seas rise or the blood wave comes, you will want to be on one of these gigantic cruise ships. It's one of the ways that you can survive for just a few days longer. But let me tell you, traveling on the sea, there's a lot of superstition around it. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I do now after reading your book, but you should share with the listeners.
Yes, I was setting myself up for that one, if you don't mind. Yes. Did you know that a woman on board is considered to be bad luck? And that's why, obviously, we let
a lot of bad luck in the world.
Yeah, we let women on board cruise ships, but they are asked to wear special rayon underwear because it is believed that vengeful Poseidon can't see through rayon. So, and dolphins swimming alongside a ship's bow are considered good luck. So when you're on a cruise ship, please don't free the dolphins that have been lashed to the front of the ship, even if it seems they're just being dragged along. It may look like they're suffering, but they're just lazy. Dolphins are incredibly lazy, as you know.
Well, now we know. And yes. You've made sailing that much more user-friendly, I guess, to use it.
Yes, and I wish to emphasize that while my book does deal with the coming global superpocalypse known as Ragnarok, it's not depressing. And indeed, there's much, much more in this book about travel and sports and wine and magic tricks and ghosts and anything that might distract a casual reader from the fact that they are mortal, which is everyone.
Well, John Hodgman, thank you very much for talking with us.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong, you know.
Let's hope.
It may be that the world will not end on December 21st, 2012.
Okay.
In which case, you can buy the paperback.
John Hodgman's book is called That Is All. Is it really the last of your encyclopedic works? Or?
It certainly is the last of my books of complete world knowledge. This is final world knowledge, at last finally complete.
Are you saying you're now going to get speculative?
I think I'm going to take a rest.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Dennis Herndon. Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Abby Sykes, Franklin Cater, Justine Kennan, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, and Rhonda Ray. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin, and I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.